Beloved radio friends, I welcome you to today's broadcast. May I use this opportunity provided by the Christmas season to wish all our listeners Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. In the midst of all the celebrations, eating and drinking, weddings, community fundraisings, activities that has to do with community development, cultural outings, harvest, Thanksgiving services and parties, spare a thought about the reason for the celebration. Is Jesus Christ your Savior indeed? Are you saved from the impending judgment that will be the lot of sinners? My message today is titled, The Miracle of the Logos. The Miracle of the Logos. Our Bible reading will be taken from John, the book of John, the Gospel according to John chapter 1, verses 1 to verse 14. Verses 1 to 14. And let me read. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we approach your throne. We thank you for the gift of your Son, who was from the very beginning, even our Lord Jesus Christ. Help my hearers to understand him from your viewpoint. As they understand, may they receive him as Lord and Savior, Savior of their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. May I explain the word logos? Logos is a Greek word, variously meaning ground, plea, plan, opinion, expectation, word, or speech. In theology, it is the word of God, or principle of divine reason and creative order. In the Gospel of John, it is identified with the second person of the Trinity, the incarnate Jesus. Apostle John opens his gospel with the most amazing sentence, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, we also read, "In the beginning." This beginning in Genesis introduces us to the first creative act of God. While that of John in the beginning of things in the book of John refers and assesses the pre-existence of the Creator. The Christ we are celebrating is the Word, a designation of his internal ministry. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, we read that his name is called the Word of God. Jesus came as the revelation of the Almighty Father, as words make real our inner thoughts. So Christ, as a word, made the mind of God audible and his will intelligible. Words express thoughts, and Christ came expressing the divine mind of God. As the Word, Christ was with God the Father, meaning that he was ever in the bosom of the Father. From the deathless past, Father and Son had lived in unbroken communion. Thirdly, as the Word, Christ was God, which implies oneness of essence, oneness of essence. In John chapter 10 verse 30, Jesus said, "The Father and I are one." For the assertion of this co-equality, religious leaders of his time tried to stone him. Let me read John chapter 5 verse 18. "Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." One servant of God, Herbert Lockyer, in his book titled All the Miracles of the Bible, states that association with God in the marvelous work of creation is emphasized in the declaration, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Radio friends, Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Colossae, says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 and 17, and I read, "He is Jesus Christ, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist." Christ was born of a woman, yet he made woman. He ate and hungered, drank and tasted, yet he made the corn to grow on the mountains and poured the rivers from his crystal chalice. He needed sleep, yet he slumbers not, and needs not to repair his wasted energy. He wept, yet he created the lacrimal dot. He died, yet he is the ever-living Jehovah, and made the tree of his cross. He inherited all things by death, yet they were his before by inherent right. What else can we do, radio friends? I ask my radio friends, what other option do you have than to bow in reverence and submit and surrender your lives to the one who gave us life, even Jesus Christ? Let us pray. With great emotion, I pray, Lord, come, thou almighty King, help us thy name to sing, help us to praise, Father all glorious, over all victorious, come and reign over us in Nigeria. O Ancient of Days, come, thou incarnate Word, come and thy people bless, and give thy word success, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are the reason for this celebration, because it's a time we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter whether it is the date or not, but what is important is that divinity became flesh for the purpose of redeeming mankind. Lord, help my hearers as we celebrate to recollect that Jesus is the risen. And as many, O God, our Father, that have not received him as Lord and Savior, we do so in this season, to acknowledge him as King and acknowledge him Lord over our lives. Grant, mighty God, that in the midst of celebrations, we will not lose the essence of the person who is the reason for this celebration. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.